A couple of you have been getting in touch to tell us what you think about the kind of tech you should be taking with you on holiday, especially if you're blind or partially sighted.
Hi there, it's Ken Reid here. I'm in North Berwick, and I just wanted to let you know about the technology I use when I'm out and about. I use my iPhone, great tool, lots of apps on it. Can use it for, obviously, for the usual things like talking to people, but for emails and messages, and I can do my shopping, and I can read my books, and I can do all sorts of things. And I have a really handy tool for accessing that when I'm wanting something to be fairly compact. I use an external keyboard called a Revo. It's a remote interface with VoiceOver, so it's just the size of a credit card, and I don't need to have a great big keyboard. I don't need to do the swipes on the screens. It's a great piece of kit, and I find it extremely helpful. Okay, bye now.
Hi, guys. It's Mohammed here from London. My top tip would be for going outside and using the device outside would be to load your SIM up with plenty of data if it's a new area that you go into, especially if you don't know the area. So you may want to use Google or Apple Maps and various other navigation pieces of software to guide you around and find places of interest. Also, I would say load yourself up with a lot of music and, you know, and your headphones, of course. Enjoy yourself. Loving the show. Keep up the good work. Be in touch soon.
Hi, folks. This is Sandra in Kirkcaldy. I gather some of you are off on travel soon, so I thought you might like some tech tips on what to take with you when you're travelling. I'm an avid reader, and I can't go from Kirkcaldy to Edinburgh without a book. So when I go on a long journey, I take my Victor Stream for audiobooks, and I also take my iPhone with me, because apart from it being a phone, I can read Kindle books on it with a Braille display. Hope these tips are useful, and enjoy your holidays wherever you go. Oh, just one thing, remember to charge the batteries before you set out.
Hi, everyone. This is Ibrahim here. I'm from North London. Just want to tell you a couple of useful bits of information I discovered when I was going on holiday last year to America. Now, one app, I use a smartphone, and one app I found particularly useful was Lonely Planet Guides. Lonely Planet, as you know, is an international travel company who specializes in providing information on cities all over the world where you might want to holiday. And the Lonely Planet app allows you to find and discover great areas of interest in your city, wherever you may be traveling, anywhere in the world. So whether that's restaurants, whether that's places to visit, places to see, sites, all sorts of different things that you can do. And that app is a free download, and it's available from the App Store on both iOS and Android for those of you who have smartphones. One other useful little tip that I have discovered, I took my guide dog on holiday with me last year, I found that it's very important that you need to inform the airlines of your intention to travel with a guide dog. It's not just sufficient to purchase your tickets from a travel agent. You do have to explain to the airlines that you are traveling overseas. There are some travel agents who will do this for you. However, you do need to double check these things yourself. There are various regulations on traveling overseas with your guide dog. The best thing to do is to have a look on the DEFRA website. That's the Department for Environment and Food and Rural Affairs, and their pet passport scheme has a lot of information about traveling overseas with your dog. Okay, so we go back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys. People getting in touch there, of course, here at Tech Talk.